problem that I've been asked about several times and I've personally experienced is that there are very often yichud issues that come up with a housekeeper or babysitter or whatever in your home. I know in my house, since I work so close to home, sometimes I want to go home for lunch during the year, and if the housekeeper is there and the baby is sleeping or the baby is not there, or even if the baby's just a baby, so therefore it doesn't save you from yichud anyway, and I want to go in the house and get lunch, and my wife is at work, so is there any heter, is there any way that we could be in the house at the same time? Sometimes guys have asked me about situations where they're left for a Shabbos with a cousin in the same house or something like that, whether there's any sort of heter for these situations. So there was always one heter that I thought of that I thought was a very strong heter, not for all the situations, but for some of these situations. I asked Rav Shechter about it. He didn't like it very much, but we're going to go through the inyan and we'll see. You know that there are some poskim that are not happy about it, some that are happy about it. Essentially, the problem is as follows: the problem is that there is an issur of yichud that the Gemara tells us about in three different places. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Aben Ezra Chelek Dalet Siman Samchei Os Yud Tes was asked if you could be in the same place in the same house as a woman. The heter I thought of, and what I really want to talk about is: can you just go into a different room? You're in one room, she's in another room, so yichud means the two of you are in a room together. But you're not in a room together if you're in one room and she's in a different room. I always said, Lamashal, if you lived in an apartment building on the top floor of an apartment building, there are only two apartments on the top floor, and there's an almana that lives across the hall from you, so you can't go into your apartment, you're locked out of it because you're in a place where you're under the same roof, where you're in the same building, and no one's coming up those stairs besides for the people that live in that apartment. It's very hard to say something like that. So Rav Moshe has a discussion whether you could go into different rooms, whether you could just be in different rooms and lock the doors. So he says, well, first of all, if you don't have everything you need in the room that you're in to live, then it's different, meaning you don't have a bathroom, a kitchen, whatever it is that you need to live in your room, then it's pashut. He says that it's going to be asur because obviously you're going to go into the other room and you're gonna end up being misyachid with her. But he says not only that, even when you do have everything that you need in your inner room, it's still going to be a problem because if the way to go out is by going out through that area, so we still have to be concerned that you're going to go out through that area. And plus, it's you just might want to go out anyway. You just might want to run into it. You might run into each other, and you'll be in the same area, so that's why it's an iser. So the question is that so possible that when you're in a different room, because you might once be in the same room, that it's necessarily usher? So let's say, in order to understand the answer to that question, there's a lot of background that's necessary. First of all, is the isur of yichud an isur midaraisa or an isur midrabanan? The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Pei Amud Beis asks, remez li yichud min haTorah minayin? Where do we find a remez to yichud from the Torah? And it darshins a pasuk, a very unusual drasha, but the way most Rishonim understand the Gemara is, even though it uses the word remez, and even though the drasha is a very unusual kind of drasha, nevertheless they understand that it seems to be assuming that yichud is an isur daraisa. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav and Beis tells us, not so fast, not all yichud is daraisa. Yichud with people who are arayos to you is daraisa. So for instance, being misyachid with an ashes ish, that would be yichud mida oraisa. Yichud with a single girl, that would be the issur that David HaMelech and his Beis Din were gozer, based on the Maisa Shahaya and David HaMelech's family, whatever we're going to say out of the details, but that Yichud in Pnuya was based, Dino Shel David was gozer on Yichud with a single girl. And then, much later in history, Shammai and Hillel were gozer that you're not even allowed to have Yichud with a non-Jewish woman. So is Yichud Daraisa with Arayos? Yes, it's Daraisa. With a single girl, it's Drabanan. With a guy, it's an even later Din Drabanan. The question is, single girl, but what about if the single girl is a Nida? Does that make her Arayos? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, quotes a pasuk from Shir HaShirim to explain why a husband is allowed to have Yichud with his wife when she's a Nida. And Tosfos says, well, wait a second, a pasuk in Shir HaShirim makes it sound like the whole Isser in the first place would have Yichud with a Nida is only Midivrei Kabbalah, is not Midaraisa. So Tosfos says, yeah, that's true, because a Nida one day will become Mutter to you again. All she has to do is go to the mikvah. There's a way out of being a Nida, and therefore it would only be Midivrei Kabbalah. However, most understand the Rambam in Ishus Parag Aleph Halacha Dalid, that the Rambam assumes that it's the way the Magen Mishnah reads that Rambam, at least, that Yichud with a Nida is Mida or Raisa. It is considered Yichud with a Raios, and it would be considered Yichud Mida or Raisa. Fine. So that's the Isra of Yichud in general. Now the Gemara in Kiddushin, which is the main sugya of Yichud, on Daf Pei Aleph, tells us two very important things. Number one, the Gemara tells us that Rav Bibi once went to eat by Rav Yosef's house, and after they finished the meal, Rav Bibi went up to the second floor of the house. He went through this little skylight, ladder, climbed up a ladder, and went up to the upstairs room. And Rav Yosef's wife was in the downstairs room, and Rav Yosef was leaving the house. So Rav Bibi said to Rav Yosef, "Shkuli dargo mitusei Bibi, take the ladder away from underneath me, because I don't want to be misyachid with your wife." So the Gemara says, "Aye, but it's Bala Be'ir." So he said, "Well, Bala Be'ir didn't apply over here because he knew the wife very well, and when you know each other very well, Bala Be'ir doesn't help." Fine, that was one story. Then the Gemara goes on to say, let's say you have men in one room of a house and women in a different room of a house. Mamash our case, right? So says the Gemara, Amrav Kahana, Anashim Mibachutz V'Nashim Mibafnim. If men are in the outside room and women are in the inside room of the house, Ein Choshim Mishim Yichud, it's not a Yichud problem. But the reverse is a yichud problem. If men are on the inside, women are on the outside, it is a yichud problem. Why? Because one man might walk out into the room where there are several women, and one man with several women is going to be an isser of yichud. So that's how Rashi explains that's going to be the problem when because to get out, you need to go through the room where the women are, and all the men might not walk out at the same time. One might want to walk out, and then he's going to be misyachid with these women. But the Gemara says, Masnisa Tana Ipcha, but we learned that it's the reverse, that it's when the women are on the inside is the problem, because the man might go into the women aren't going to go out to the men, so maybe it's a problem only in the reverse. So Abaye says, you know what, since it's a machlokas, which way is a problem, we're always machmir. Whether it's men on the inside, women on the outside, women on the inside, men on the outside, we're always going to be machmir because we're not really sure which one is really the more problematic one. That is there is a machlokas Rishonim how to understand that Gemara. Rashi assumes, the way I just told you, that the concern of the men in the one room and the women in the other is that they're going to end up going into the same place, that a man is going to walk into a room where the woman is, but because of that concern, it's already yichud even before the man goes there. It's already usur to just be in the inside room when there are women in the outside room. You can't be in that situation because it's too close to yichud. Whereas the Rambam clearly writes in Hilchos Issurei Bi'ah Perek Beis Halacha Ches that no, it's only going to be yichud when you actually go. The Gemara is just warning you, you may not want to do this because you might want to leave that room, and if you leave that room, then it's going to be yichud. But as long as you stay in separate areas, it's not going to be a problem of yichud. Now, based on that, if you're in your house and you stay in one room, you close your door of your room, you lock the door, and the housekeeper is in the basement doing laundry or whatever else, she's not even in the next room over, she's in some other room in the house, is there any room to be mekel on the yichud issue? So there's a chazanish in Ibn Ezra Siman Lamadal Rosal, for the chazanish writes that if the man is in an inner room that only exits through a room where a woman is, that's the case of the Gemara, where your only way out is through the room where the woman is. But if the woman is not in a room that is in between you and getting out of the house, then the Gemara wasn't talking about that case, and it would not be an Issur Yichud. Chazanish actually says he's mesupik whether it's an Issur Yichud, but he says, you know what, at the end of the day, we don't have the power to be machmir in something that doesn't appear in the Gemara. That's his lashon, is that as much as you may want to be machmir, ein banu koach lesar kivin shelo huskar b'gemara. So he says, b'pshuto, it seems that would not be a problem, that would be mutter, as long as you don't have to go through the room where the woman is. So if you have two exits to your house, and one of them you'd have to pass through the room where the woman is, the other one you would not have to pass through the room where the woman is, so it would seem that it would not be necessarily a problem of yichud, as long as you're not behechrich, forced into that area. That is the chazanish. The chachmas adam, klal kuf chavav, Os Zayin, as explained in Binas Adam over there, Os Yudches, also says when there's two rooms, an outer one and an inner room, so if a man is in one and a woman is in the other, that would be Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam right off the bat, whether it's an Isra Yichud. Because the Rambam holds, it's only an Isra Yichud if you actually go out, if you keep yourself locked in the room and you don't go out. So it's not an Isra Yichud, like we said before. So in Binas Adam, he says that it would seem that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, and therefore, he says, he thinks, at least with Yichud Rabbanon, you could be Samech on the Shittas Rambam. Yichud Rabbanan, which would mean Yichud with a guy. So if your housekeeper is a non-Jew, and you lock yourself in the room, and you just stay in the room, and you're never in the same room with her for a sheer Yichud, you just stay in a separate room, so it would seem that according to the Binas Adam, that would be okay. But if it's an Eishes Ish that's in your house, that's not your mother, or your wife, tenacious someone else's wife that's in your house, so that would be, or perhaps even a nida that's in your house, a Jewish nida that's in your house, so that would be a problem of that would be a problem, would not be permissible. The third posek that I saw that also seems to be nota lahakel is the Tshuva's Divrei Malkiel Chelek Dalet Simon Kuf Beis, where he basically says it's a svek sveka. He says if you think about it, the Gemara was really mesupuk about which situation was us, or men inside, women outside, women. We're just machmir in both directions because we don't know which way to hold. Like it's like the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Ches about Trei Kasi Kamay Trei Kasi Basrai. They are sable with Dalet Kosos. We're just machmir in both directions because you can't be makel in both directions, and we don't know which way to go. But really, it's only a suffix. So he thinks that it's enough of a suffix to attach it to a svek sveka together with the Rambam and Rashi. Rambam and Rashi is one suffix, and then he adds a few more svekos about is there a chashash that a woman's going to come in? Is there a chashash? So whatever, he attaches a few more svekos to it. And furthermore, he says, if you lock the door, that might be a hecker. He says, we have a lot of times where we're choshish that a person's going to violate an isser, and you put a hecker, and that's good enough. A man is not allowed to eat with his wife, who's a nida, at the same table in the normal fashion without some sort of hecker. But they put a hecker, and everything's fine. They put a hecker between them, and it becomes mutter. You have a halacha that that you're not allowed to eat fleshik and milchik at the same table with, you're not allowed... You're never letting fleishig and milchig at the same time. But you're not letting fleishig at the same time someone else is eating milchig at the same table. Unless you have a hecker. Hecker does the job. So Divrei Malkiel says, I don't see why hecker wouldn't do the job over here. Even more so, Tzitz Eliezer Chelevav Sibin Mem Perek Zayin Os Yud says that hecker does do the job. And he says, you know what my raya is? Shakil Dargo Mitusei Bibi. What, you think Rav Bibi couldn't figure out a way to get down? You think Rav Yosef's wife couldn't figure out a way to get... Just move the ladder over, and they'll be able to get up and down. But the point is, the fact that the ladder wasn't in its normal place was going to be a hecker. It was going to remind them that there was an issue, and that, we're going to be misyachid if we take advantage, so we better not go in that way. And so this says, you have to be makel. Otherwise, that situation with two people that live on the top floor of a building in two different apartments, what are you going to say? The guy's never allowed to go home? It's crazy. You're never going to be able to be makel. What about Rav Moshe? Why is Rav Moshe so machmir on this? So I want to tell you that this is Rav Moshe l'shitasa. Rav Moshe in several tshuvos, it's all in one tshuva, but it's in several different shailas about yichud, all in one tshuva, in Eben Ezra, Chel Dal, Sim Samachay, always says that it's aser when you're one step removed from yichud. Rav Moshe was asked about, is it yichud to be in a car on a busy highway? With a woman, you and a woman in a car together, even though there are lots of other cars on the highway. He says, yes, it's aser because you can always turn off and go to a secluded spot. But I'm not in a secluded spot. I'm in a highway, and there are lots of people that see it. So, but Rav Moshe holds that's an issue yichud because it's so easy to get to yichud. Rav Moshe holds you have an open window, and you and the woman are both standing right in front of the open window. Everyone from the Rosh Hashanah can see. But there's another room in the house that you can easily walk to that cannot be seen from the Rosh Hashanah. That's an issue yichud. But we're not in the other room. We're in this room. Rav Moshe the Shitasa seems to have this shita that even when you're one step away from yichud, that it's already in Isra Yichud. I'm not sure exactly what the Shita is based on, but that seems to be Rav Moshe's Shita. Okay.